G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Filing to Filing podcast, and this is part two of our first podcast back in season two. Hope you enjoy.
Enough of that. Let's get on to reviewing the Australian squads. They've announced a white ball squad for the one days and T20s against India and the test squad against the Indians as well. Let's start by going through the ODI and T20 squad. We won't talk too much about the entire squad, but mainly just the
highlights,
the notable players in there. We'll start off with Cameron Green, I think. Yeah. This is interesting because he hasn't set the world on fire in white ball cricket.
Yeah.
So it is interesting to see him in there. But I think it could be more just to get him around the squad.
Yeah, get him around the
like
team.
Like they did with Will Pukowski a few years ago against Sri Lanka. They just had him in the squad. And even though he didn't play, it was a good learning experience for him, for a young guy, just to be around the Aussie squad and get a bit of experience. Moses Enriquez is back, and I'm so happy with this.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to see him back. He's been a very, very solid player in domestic one-day cricket over the last few years. Really, really happy to see him back. Hopefully he gets a game.
Yeah. And although he probably won't bowl like a full 10-over quota, but he'll probably bowl.
He can chip him with a few overs. He'll be good. He's a handy bowler still.
Yeah. Because for that sort of limited overs, you want blokes that can bowl like 2-3 overs in the sort of middle patch and maybe get a breakthrough or something like that. Something
which different. He can do. He's very capable of that. Daniel Sams, not happy with this. I don't think he's up to international level.
No way.
He's had one good season and,
had one good hit. Where he made it like a 50 for the Thunder, and now he's considered it as an all-rounder. And
I'm not convinced by him, man. I just don't like him.
Yeah,
couldn't tell you why, but I just don't like him.
I mean, it would be kind of good to have another left armer in the side.
Jason Berendorf, if he stays fit, he's the bloke you're looking for. But yeah, other than that, Matthew Wade, I'm still a little bit confused as to why he's actually in the squad. And what role he actually plays here.
Yeah, because
we said this before on the podcast, but he's not that great in white ball cricket if he's not opening the batting.
Yeah.
Because he has to be opening the batting.
It was years. It was like.
He's going to have
it. It would have been at least. It would have been at least 7 years ago, I think, where he played in a T20 series where he opened with like Cameron Ward or something like that against Sri Lanka and India. Mm. And he set the world on fire with that series, but yeah, again, that's when he's opening, and when he's opening for Hobart with Darcy Short, that's when he's at his peak with his.
Well, I think I did see some highlights the other day of a one day where he did actually open the batting. I think he made a ton, but I'm not sure how long that might have been. 5 years ago.
Well, that was against the Kiwis, was it?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, because there was a game against the Kiwis over here not too long ago. Might have been 2016-ish, where he didn't turn up, but I wasn't sure when he was batting then.
I mean, but if they're looking for a backup opener, Daniel Hughes is your man. I'd love to see him just get in the Aussie squad, especially the one-day squad, because
He hasn't been good this season.
But in the past few seasons, he has been probably the best one-day batsman in domestic competitions in Australia. And I think it's going to be a huge disappointment if we see him go his whole career without playing for Australia.
Or even maybe someone like Usman Khawaja.
I really, really... Yeah, Khawaja, again, he's one of the best one-day batsmen in the world, let alone Australia, and it's...
And he's not getting
a gig. He's probably a bit stiff not to be in this squad.
Yeah, even... Not so much for the test, but like even in the...
Yeah, not for the test. I don't see Khawaja getting back in the test side.
Yeah, but even as just a backup player...
Him and Sean Marsh are... I know the selectors are probably looking past them now, but I think they're still in our top five white ball batsmen and should really, really be considered. With that, let's move on to the test squad.
Yep.
Where we see Sean Abbott.
Yeah.
for probably, I think it's the first time ever he's been in the A test squad.
I don't remember him ever. He might have been in like a Sri Lankan tour.
In the past, but
maybe.
Yeah, Sean Abbott. It's good. He's just recently made a ton, his first ton in Shield cricket, and he's been taking wickets for fun.
Yeah.
He's looked really good as a genuine all-rounder, even batting at number 8 in Shield cricket. He thoroughly deserves his spot on the side. Really happy to see him in there.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll play. I don't know.
I can't see him playing.
I don't know how he could fit in.
He's a really solid backup.
Yeah.
If he is needed.
Which might happen with players like Mitchell Starc or something like that, who is pretty prone to injury.
And they are in the hub, so that's why they've...
Increase the squad
to 17 players, yeah.
Yeah, so because what will happen is if a player needs to come into the squad, then they have to quarantine for like 2 weeks or whatever before joining.
Well, we'll see how we're going with the quarantine. We're actually going quite well in Australia at the moment.
Yeah, we are doing pretty... In Victoria, we're doing...
They're planning on opening borders by December, I think.
Most
of Australia should be open by December.
Yeah, and they're planning to have at least 25,000, I think, in the MCG.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're doing with the quarantine situation. Perhaps from overseas, but probably not from interstate. So, yeah. We'll see. Joe Burns, he's still in the squad, which I'm not surprised about. That's fine. But he has not done anything in Shield cricket this year, despite all the matches being played on very flat wickets. He's been about the only batsman in this side that has not made any runs yet, and I'd be nervous if I was him.
Yeah,
because I know Warner likes batting with him and Langer likes him, and he's probably got an advantage over some of the other blokes in the squad in terms of the opening position, but yeah, he'd be nervous if he's not making runs in the next few games.
Yeah, because you got blokes like Will Pukowski
has been brought into the side.
He's been brought into the squad, and he averages, was it 240?
He's averaging about 240.
240, 250 in this year.
He's only
Sheffield
played two games, but he's already made two double tons.
Yeah. Although people can say he's a bit inexperienced, and that was opening, and people could say, oh, he's a bit inexperienced in the opening role, but runs are runs.
Runs are runs, yeah.
Yeah. What's like Joe Burns has made 100 in a grade game.
That's it. That's all he's done. I don't think he's even passed 50 in Shield cricket this year.
Yeah.
So personally, I would have Pukowski opening, but I don't know if that's how the selectors are going to see it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Cameron Green is in.
Yeah.
Which I'm really happy with. Really, really happy.
Was he in a previous squad?
No, he hasn't been in the... This is the first time he's been called up to the squad.
Yeah.
He's been in really good form. Not as good as Pukowski, but if you're in as good a form as Pukowski, you don't see that very often.
He was stiffed of a double ton. Yeah, one game.
Yeah. But... Made 197?
Yeah, 197, yeah. And he's back to bowling as well.
I was about to say that, yeah.
He hasn't taken too many wickets, but...
But he looks really good.
Yeah. Very economic.
So hopefully he gets a game. I don't think he will play initially. I think Matthew Wade will keep that number 6 spot initially, and then if he doesn't make runs, then Cameron Green's in.
Yeah.
I think Wade's
probably just got the edge with already sort of been in the squad a bit longer.
Yeah, I think Langer wants an unchanged lineup.
Yeah.
And he'll probably opt for that, but Green and Pukowski are really
they're knocking on that door.
They are bashing down the door.
Yeah.
The door's non-existent. Michael Nisa, obviously, he keeps making the squad. I'd love to see him play.
Yeah, he made a ton as well, batting at 9 or something.
Yes, he did. That was really good to see. He's picked up his... He does it every year. He's just probably the most consistent performer in Australian domestic cricket, and has been over the last 4 to 5 years. Unfortunately, James Pattinson's probably that fourth fast bowler they'd look at, and then Nisa, which is a massive shame, because Nisa's just been working his ass off for so many years.
Yeah.
He just thoroughly deserves a baggy green.
I would rather see Nasa play over Pattinson, because I think Pattinson, what, he played half a season in the IPL and then got dropped for Coulton Isle, I think. Yeah. Coulton Isle and Trent Bolt. So yeah, I would rather see Nisa play, because I think he's done a lot more to show than Pattinson, especially Pattinson with his injuries as well and uncertainties with that.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Nisa just deserves to play.
And I think I know it's kind of interesting because James Pattinson opens in grade cricket. He opens the batting in grade cricket. Yeah. But I think Nisa's a bit more sound in...
Nisa's a better batsman than Pattinson.
No, I think he's more sound with the bat.
Yeah. Okay, this is a big one. Mitchell Swepson, who has been... He's probably almost on Pekowski's level in terms of form.
Yeah.
This season. He's...
Oh, he's the number one...
The leading wicket taker by an absolute mile. He's taken 23 wickets already in three games or whatever they've played.
Yeah.
Three or four games. And it just... He's been bowling really, really well. I think we saw Steve O'Keefe talk a little while ago about improving the pitches for spinners so that we can actually help them develop. Because how's Mitchell Swepson supposed to win the game for Australia if he hasn't done it in Shield cricket? But he has been doing it in Shield cricket this year. He's won them the game two times already.
No, he almost won...
Almost single-handedly.
He almost won on the game against New South Wales.
Yeah.
He didn't quite win it there.
But he has taken a lot of late wickets in a couple
of
games
now. He took two fifers against New South Wales.
Yeah, he took a 10 for earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Has bowled really well in later stages on day four when the ball started to turn. So, which is a really promising sign, because I'd love to see him get in for the Sydney Test maybe.
Yeah.
He was in the squad last season, and that was probably more just because he was the best spinner in Shield cricket, but not necessarily
Not because he was taking wickets, just because it's pretty much out of him.
He had no competition, really.
It was either him or John Holland, I think.
Or O'Keefe.
I think O'Keefe had retired then.
No, he hadn't.
Hadn't he?
Okay. No, so I think it was out of O'Keefe and Swepson, really. Holland might have been injured, I think.
Okay.
It's really good to see Swepo in the team. Deserves it. Hopefully, again, same as Nisa, get to cap, because his form really warrants it, I think. All right. We have a new segment, okay?
Yep.
This is called Stories from Fine Leg.
Yep.
While in the past we have talked or focused more on talking about cricket that has gone on in the domestic and international scene, we've decided to have a bit more me time.
Yep.
And talk about our own cricketing.
This is for all you. This is for all you village players. You know,
all you local.
This is for the listeners, Jimmy. This is for them. This is for you.
So this one's going to be about me this week. We'll take turns. We'll alternate.
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking about my ones debut. How much have I told you about this? Do you know?
I know the scoreline of your ones debut.
I'm just going to move the laptop over here because you're just reading it. All right, so Nico hasn't heard much about this so far, so essentially I'm just going to be talking to him about my ones debut. And it's not just 1 week. That is what I will say now. So So essentially, I got one of the bowlers in the ones got injured. I wasn't playing that well. I'd only played like two games, I think, before that. I played one game in the fours where I didn't take any wickets because the batsmen just aren't good enough to nick it. And that is true. And a lot of people will...
I can vouch for that.
Understand that. They're just not good enough to nick the ball. And one game in the twos where I got a bloke out for 99, but otherwise didn't do much. One of the bowlers in the ones got injured, and I guess I was just the next best. And got called up. I was probably unlucky not to get into the side the year before that was my first year in the twos, and I was taking wickets for fun, really. But I was actually on holiday when spots opened up, and another bloke came through who started in the threes and was in the fours at one stage and somehow managed to get himself into the ones and hasn't been dropped since. But yeah, missed out when I was in form and wasn't really in form, but got called up anyway. First week I got selected, one day rained out. So that was interesting. The second week, obviously they weren't going to drop me because that would just be...
That would be cruel.
That would be very cruel. Was raining again. And it was looking very, very unlikely that we're actually going to play. The far side of the ground where we were was underwater, basically.
I think I vaguely recall you talking to me about this.
The pitch was just absolutely soaked. Warren Wood, who we were playing, were trying to use the Super Sopper on the pitch while it was still raining. That's how much they wanted to play. We couldn't really care less. They did actually end up complaining about having to prepare the ground to the RDCA because we just wouldn't go out and start getting ready and just like, it's still raining. It's still raining. So what do you just... But then, so it stopped raining. Far side of the ground's still underwater. It's like a swamp out there. Umpires come in. We're starting. And they announced that we're starting and I'm like, oh, okay. So some blokes get a cap presentation nowadays. At the end of the season, we had a couple of blokes debut. This was a while after mine, but they got these big presentations. They got a few older blokes down that used to play for the club to present their caps. I got nothing. I was on the ground doing stretches. Captain comes up to me, hands me my cap. I was just like, congratulations, mate. Just like, oh, cheers.
Fucking dogs.
Yeah. So we start the game. We're bowling. What was a little bit difficult for me initially, I wasn't opening the bowling. I was bowling first change or something like that. Wet crease, never easy when you're landing. So we get through that. I bowled all right, didn't get any wickets, but completed the first innings. So this is another one dayer. Complete the first innings. We go in for tea. It starts raining again. It doesn't stop. And the game gets called off. So I've like half debuted. Could you call it a full debut? Playing half a game of cricket in the ones.
I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah. This is why this story is interesting.
Would it be a...
All right, anyway. So then the third week, this is a two-dayer now. I guess this you could call my full debut.
Yeah, I think I remember you talking about this game.
Midweek, I took four for against the same side in a T20. It was actually their top four batsmen as well, oddly enough. So I go into this game feeling reasonably confident.
Pretty full of himself, you know.
I bowled alright, didn't get any wickets, none for 20 off 10, which is pretty good at that level of cricket.
That's good.
They've got a decent top order. Because they had come down from, well, Trelope it is, but that's the highest grade you can play from the season before. And then got forced out, got dropped, despite not doing much wrong. The bloke who had got injured was coming back, so I played in the twos for a little bit and got called up at the end of the season again, but didn't do much, didn't matter by that stage. And I ended up not winning a senior match last season, actually. Did not win one game in seniors.
Jesus.
Yeah. Pretty grim year. But, yeah, so that is the story of my ones debut.
Yeah. Right. What about the game where you blokes got bowled out for, was it 64? Were you playing that game against Warrington?
What game was that? Oh, yes. I will talk about that in a later episode, I think.
Okay. Oops,
so that is part of a different story.
Okay. Another story.
So that wraps up my story. Now we've got another new segment. Nico.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready.
I'm very ready. This is Nico's Nuffy News. And I've got news for you, Jim.
Oh.
I'm fed up. Fed up with blokes in the Australian team just getting away with everything. Just getting in the side for not doing anything. And I'm talking about the big man, Nathan Lyon.
You realise this is going to be very loud because you're holding the microphone very, very close to your mouth.
I don't care.
Okay.
That's how fed up I am, Jimmy. Nathan Lyon does stuff all in the Sheffield Shield, and he's still going to get picked for Australia. I'm fed up. The man hasn't taken a fifer, but you know who has? Lloyd Pope. Lloyd Pope has taken more fifers than Nathan Lyon this season. A man, a ginger, who has an average of 86. Nathan Lyon's only taken one more wicket than this ginger that has an average of 86. This is why I'm so fed up, Jim. Because Mitchell Swepson isn't going to get a look in at all. Even though in the same game, Nathan Lyon took two wickets in that same game across two innings. Whereas Mitch Swepson took 10. And you know what? No one's going to care because everyone loves Nathan Lyon, don't they? He's the GOAT. He's just the best, isn't he? And I'm fed up of it, Jim. Marcus Harris came out and said, if tons aren't good enough for Australia, well, if tons aren't good enough, then what's two wickets in a game good enough for Australia, Jim? How is Nathan Lyon good enough for Australia if Marcus Harris isn't good enough after making a double ton? Jimmy, where's the standards in the Australian selection? Where is it, Jimmy? Where is it?
I don't know. You can ask George Bailey if you like.
George Bailey, I'm fed up, buddy. If you're listening to this, I'm fed up. Ashton Agar has taken more wickets. Ashton Agar has taken more wickets than Nathan Lyon, and Ashton Agar doesn't even turn the ball.
Couldn't turn a doorknob.
He couldn't.
No.
He couldn't even turn a prostitute on.
Are you done?
So in conclusion, to summarise this whole thing, I'm fed up of Nathan Lyon. Take some wickets, buddy. Earn your spot.
You know, I wasn't expecting much.
He's washed up, Jim. That's it. That's his career done.
I wasn't really sure what to expect from that segment, but I was thoroughly entertained. And it will definitely be coming back for the next episode.
Good job. He's washed up, Jimmy. He's done. His career's over. He should retire now.
All right, champ. All right. Now we get to the fun bit, where we go inside local cricket. This is a segment called Cricket 101. And for this opening episode of
the... I put Nathan Lyon on the bottom tier for being washed up.
He's in the Zooper Dooper tier, is he?
Yep.
Alright. We are going to be rating some trendy sledges.
Yep.
On our tier list. So there's five tiers. Top one being Elite. Then we have Lime Cooler. Middle one is Deep Fine Leg. Four is Village. Five is Zooper Dooper, named aptly after the Zooper Dooper League.
Yep.
And if you don't know why... what the Zooper Dooper League is, go and listen to our last podcast that we made. Shame on you for not having already listened to it. But
hey, Jimmy, don't offend the listeners. Listeners,
that's fine. Just listen to it after
this. Don't worry. Nico loves you, not Jimmy. Jimmy just hates you. Don't worry.
But Nico hates Nathan Lyon. So.
Yeah, that's because he's washed up, Jimmy. Fed up.
All right. Let's get in. So we're both going to have... we're both going to rank these. Both have an opinion.
Actually, I want to ask you, Jimmy, do you use any of these? Do you actually use any sledges at all?
I'm not a big sledger.
Yeah.
To be honest, I just let my performances do the talking,
mm-hmm.
which isn't great when I don't perform. But
yeah, see, I don't perform, so I don't really have anything.
So you just have to chat.
Yeah. I don't really sledge as such. I just kind of get in the batsman's ear to sort of just say like, oh, you know, bowler's doing really well. You know, this bloke isn't getting off strike. You know, this bloke isn't making any runs. or anything like that. I'll just be like, oh, you know, haven't got off the mark yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, 20 dot balls in a row, buddy. What you doing? Just really.
And that is a tactic. It's contributing, maybe not as much as other blokes, but in fifth cricket, what can you do?
Yeah, not much.
So we'll start it off.
The classic.
The old one that you've been hearing since under 12s.
Yeah.
Big swing, no ding.
Yeah.
For me, this is just going straight in the zooper duper tier.
Really? See, I think it's elite just because it's just been around for so long and it's just...
I think the fact that it's
just a classic.
So prevalent in under 12s and younger age groups, it's just, yeah. Not a fan.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
See, I'm not a huge fan of it either, but I think it's just a classic. It's just been around for so long, you know?
Oh, well, you can see it either way, I guess.
Yeah.
Next one.
Seen more runs in my toilet bowl. I haven't heard of this one, not gonna lie.
Yeah. It's a newie.
Yeah, nah.
No, not a massive fan.
Nah.
Probably put it in Village.
Yeah, nah, no good.
It's Village for me.
Yeah.
Turns his jocks into a curry box. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're getting a little bit better.
See, I always heard...
I'm not sure to put this one.
I always heard turn his jocks... was it turn his box into an aquarium or something like that?
Well, this one rhymes, so it's a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this one.
I'm not sure if I... It makes a lot of sense, but...
Yeah.
Or I reckon deep fine leg if it...
Yeah, I was going to say deep fine leg or lime cooler.
Because I like it, but it's... There are definitely better ones out there.
Yeah.
Seen a better block at the Lego factory.
Again, yeah. I've seen a variation... I've heard
variations
a variation...
of this. This one's probably one of the worst ones of...
Yeah, this is definitely going in Zooper Duper League,
more
but...
More blocks than Lego Land is the one...
Yeah, that's what I always heard.
Hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to put this one in Village.
I was going to say Zooper Duper League.
Well, alright. Hope there are no cops around. They'll arrest this bloke for careless driving. Yeah. Oh, I think deep fine leg, it's pretty average. It's not the worst one you'll hear.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's probably a bit long. I think that's the thing. It's like you don't want your sledge.
It's overused. It's a bit wordy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
I'd say Village for me.
Wouldn't use it. Personally.
Yeah.
Bowl him a short one. See if he can pull like his sister. That's a lead. Always has been.
Yeah.
I've always liked this one.
I've never heard this one around, and I've never
heard anyone use it in a game, but it is very funny.
Yeah.
I'd love to see someone use it, to hear someone use it in a game.
Yeah.
It'd be very, very funny.
Yeah, this is,
especially
this,
if there's a backstory to it.
This one's elite for me.
Yeah, very elite for me. This bloke couldn't pull in a brothel.
This one, I like this one. I think it's short.
I feel like you've used this one before. This sounds like one you'd use.
Yeah. I don't really sledge or use this sort of stuff. But I think if there was one that I would use, it would be this one.
Mm. For that reason, I think I'll put it in lime cooler.
Yeah, I'd say lime cooler as well.
This next one. Amazing.
You are the worst human being alive. Now this...
this is obviously just a meme, but...
Yeah, I said to Jimmy, this is the one where you just leave the crease. You walk out the ground.
The ground.
You walk off the ground.
Get your bag, put it in the car,
drive away. You don't even take your gear off.
No.
You just jump straight in the car and you drive away.
No,
you drive away, I'm done. Giving the finger to the bloke at Slip that said it.
Everyone's just like, where are you going, mate?
Just I've had enough. I'm fed up. I don't play...
Your big middle fingers.
I don't come to Yarra Valley to get absolutely abused by some 50-year-old bloke... Who has marital problems, probably.
Are we putting this in elite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one. And the next one.
Oh, go on.
Okay. I pissed myself trying to say this one, but your kid just told me he hates you and wants to stay with his mum full time. Now, this is another one where you just walk off the ground jump in your Ford Falcon from 1994 or whatever, and you just drive away.
Big middle finger as you're driving away.
No, two middle fingers. You don't even have your hands on this. You don't even have your hands.
Steering wheel.
You don't even have your hands on the steering wheel. You're just that mad. You just got your two fingers up. You're like, stuff this bloke.
I don't think it's as good as the other one. I think I'll put this in lime cooler. It's not quite as late for me, but it's still very good.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish it off. Tom, get the piano out, pal. Let's see if you can play that at least. Yeah, see, this is just a bit wordy again.
Yeah, too much.
You can shorten this.
And like, what if you don't have a bloke called Tom in your team? What do you do?
Why does this say Tom?
Also, pal?
Pal? No one says pal.
Yeah, like, just say like, get the piano out.
You're really making me have to put in effort with the editing here, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna... Yeah, you're gonna have to...
Far out.
You're gonna have to censor a lot of this. We don't want the A rating. Actually, one of our podcasts have the explicit rating on it. I don't even think we said it. We didn't even say anything in that podcast, but I think...
Wait, does it?
Yeah, one of our podcasts. I can't remember which one it was.
I'll have to have a look, eh? Yeah. Oh, well.
So where are we putting that one? Super duper?
Yeah. No, I'll put it in Village, I think.
Alright.
I think I'll put it in Village. So, that wraps up the first episode of the new season of the Fine Leg to Five Leg podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Fine Leg Cricket. We don't really use our Facebook page much, do we?
Nah.
Go and follow us if you can find us. I would like to get it going.
But yeah, 100% on Instagram. We've
definitely on Instagram. Put heaps of stuff up on there.
Yeah, and we'll probably get YouTube going.
Might get the YouTube
going. Going. Hopefully. Again, same finally. I think it's just finally to finally, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll put it in the bio of our.
There'll definitely be updates on Instagram.
Yeah.
If we do get it going. Other than that, stay tuned. Share this podcast. Share our Instagram. Share us around. Get us going and have a good one.
Yep. Catch ya.